Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. How you doing today, huh? What a day today. Man, I'm telling you what, the enemies of freedom will never let us down, will they? Good heavens. Can you really talk about this every week for an hour? Hold on, let me get a drink of cold water. It's hot where I'm at. Is it hot where you are? Yeah, it is summertime. I thought it was kind of interesting. Catch back a couple weeks ago, they were all the news, you know, weather girls on Fox and everything, and all the weather channels were running their mouths about how hot it was in Phoenix. Haven't heard anything about Phoenix anymore. Still 108-degree average temperature. I guess it was just news that week because, you know, nothing else was happening around the country in weather-related incidents that they had to talk about. So they talk about it hot in Phoenix. It's hot in Phoenix. It's hot here, too. I'm in Georgia. Ice water. Need that sometimes. Let me tell you how I started my day today. It was fascinating. I'm up early, and today was no exception. And by early, I mean it's not unusual for me to see 4:35, 4:45. You know, I mean, I've been to the doctor. How come I can't sleep? Years ago. I mean, I'm good on 5 hours. I get 5 hours of sleep. Been like that my whole life. I go to bed at midnight. I'm up at 5. Go to bed at 2, you know. I'm still up at 5. But it's not unusual for me to get up super early. The idea of wasting my day away, you know, sleeping till 10 o'clock, I don't know how people do that. I got work to do. But anyway, I guess if you're working swing shifts, that's a different story. But I was up at about 4:40 this morning, and as I always do, I flipped on a little bit of news. My mind gets going. I start thinking about what am I going to talk about today? What's in the news? What do I want to focus on? And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I had a conversation with one of my mentors yesterday. There's more content coming as it used to be. You know, I tell you about the research triage when you're getting ready to prep the show. What are you going to talk about today? You'd find one story, and you know, when the show was just 3 hours on Sundays. On Mondays, you'd start mining for stuff. On Tuesday, some of it would be irrelevant. On Wednesday, all of it was irrelevant. You'd find new stuff. By the time you got to Sunday, all the work you did throughout the week had changed up until what was happening, because it's all in real time. Some stories were generic. They're still good. You know, you can always talk about a new firearm. That's not something that's dated. But with the current event, with the news cycle today, the content coming at this program is incredible. It's very difficult to keep up with, and it can get very, very frustrating. Yesterday was one of those days. And when you have your head buried in this stuff all day long, it can get stressful. It really does. It gets stressful because you take with passion what you see and what you read. And when you see it and read it all day long, you need to get up. You need to take a break from it. It will really weigh on you when you do this. And I got to thinking yesterday, man, it's kind of reversed itself. It's not that there's the content is so much now. It's weeding through really what's important to talk about now versus, you know, a slow news week. There's nothing slow now. So I was up early, and I was contemplating these things, and I was looking through my normal, I was doing my normal searches and mining, you know, my normal mines for material. And it hit me at about, I don't know, 6:20 in the morning. I'm going to do something different. You see, every Friday, I publish a piece in the Concealed Carry Report. Now, it's read by millions. It's opt-in. You know, several million email boxes receive the Concealed Carry Report. It's a wonderful tool. If you don't have it, it's real simple. Just Google Concealed Carry Report. Or for that matter, I think just head over to usccaonair.com. And at the very bottom, you'll see a link, if I'm not mistaken. Or you can just go to usccaonair.com. Any of these places, or Google, like I said, Concealed Carry Report, and it will come up. Put your email in, and you will then you'll be on the list to read some of the greatest writers every Friday talking about the right to bear arms. You'll see Kevin Michalowski's Into the Fray videos every week, the ones that come out. They're wonderful. And you'll get a dose of me. Well, the way this works, I'm on a deadline for the publication every Friday. And that deadline is Tuesday, generally Tuesday morning. Well, I don't have to tell you current events. You know, a lot happens between Tuesday morning and publication on Friday. And I'm the only guy out there that's writing in this publication, really, in the real-time current event world. I'm not covering gear, you know, for the publication. Others are doing those things. They do an amazing job. I'm not doing the videos on tips and techniques and that kind of thing. So for me, being able to push that envelope and that deadline envelope is something that can drive my editors crazy. And God bless Carla for putting up with me every week. But in a perfect world, I turn in my piece Tuesday morning, and the editors edit away. And on Friday morning, it's published, and then I'll do the same thing next week. Well, it's not a perfect world. And as we both know, this world is changing rapidly, minute by minute, with this administration. It's going to get worse as we go towards November, and Barack Obama becomes more and more desperate to enact his gun control legacy. More on that in just a little bit. We're going to discuss together what I witnessed and what you probably saw, talk in Dallas. The man's a political machine. He can't do anything about it. It was really, you know, you're going to hear the media fawning all over him. But I'll go back to that in just a minute. But here, because it is about Obama, here's what I did. I said, you know what, I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to write this report because I knew Obama was going to talk today at the memorial for the fallen officers in Dallas. And I already knew what he was going to say. I knew it. So I wrote my piece as if I had already seen it. In other words, I made predictions, is what I did. And I did it this morning at 6:20 a.m. And I know my editor was thrilled that I didn't ask for that. Because usually when I say, hey, can I have a little bit more time, what I'm really saying is, hey, can I make your job and your life more difficult for you today? Can I ask you to change your schedule for me because I need a little bit more time. I want to delay everything. So, but I'm curious. I wanted to test my spidey senses today. So here's some of the predictions I made. And I don't want to give away the whole piece. But I haven't touched it. I wrote it this morning and I vowed I'm going to see if he proves me right. And I'm going to let this thing go to publication without this. So I submitted the piece at about 6:45 this morning. Here's what was in it. I said, later today, progressive socialist messiah Barack Obama will land in Dallas to grace that city with his divine presence. He will comfort us with his magnificent oratorical skills. He will give a speech to the nation about the events in Dallas perpetrated by a racist Black Lives Matter, and I didn't capitalize that in the piece intentionally, sympathizer who went on a mission to kill whites, in his own words, in particular, as many white cops as he could, in his own words, not mine, which, of course, resulted in the deaths of five of that city's bravest officers, five men who went to the sound of that gunfire and died in the process. And I said, in doing so, here's what Obama will do. He will tell us we must reject the hate that divides us while he supports the group that fosters such hate. I said he will tell us we must make change. He will call for some form of reforms, I said. He will defend Black Lives Matter by referring to them as protesters and tell us we must respect and hear their voices or some other such nonsense. I said he will downplay or ignore the hateful rhetoric of Black Lives Matter. He will claim to be and cheer himself as the number one supporter of law enforcement across the country. That's what he'll do. He will take zero responsibility for anything he has said that has contributed to the current state of this nation. He will politicize the racist murders by discussing this in terms of gun violence and calling for more gun control by telling us he has done this, quote unquote, too many times during his presidency. He will portray himself as the Messiah with all of the answers. Me, 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 me. I, it's me, it's me, it's me. And I said he will talk about cases currently under investigation of which he doesn't know squat jack. Okay? I submitted the piece, and those were my predictions at 6:20 this morning. He did not disappoint me in the least. Now, I told my editor, even if I'm wrong, when I sent the piece this morning, I said, I'm going to let this ride. You've got it. The moment they get it, they copy it, paste it, they edit it, excuse me, they stick it into whatever program they put it in. It's a done deal. And I said, do not let me come back. If I'm wrong about this, I'll eat crow the following week. So I sat down and I watched Obama. And he is a master. Make no mistake. Barack Obama is a fantastic orator. Catching his code words can be tough, but it wasn't tough today because he abandoned his code words for the most part and did everything I said he would do. So if you want to read the piece in its entirety, head over to Concealed Carry Report. Just look it up, give your email address, and get this fantastic report in your email box every week. So go check it out. It's a fun piece. When we come back, the Black Panthers want to carry guns. Huh? We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, let me comment briefly on some of the Obama comments, and I know some of you were may have been or have heard about, at the least, about Attorney General Lynch in her Senate Judiciary or House Judiciary grilling today. I'll talk to you a little bit about that. I watched part of that. I wasn't able to. I've got it recorded. I haven't had an opportunity to go back and look at it all in its entirety, but I will. I will tell you a little bit about what I saw, give you a little bit of a brief analysis there, because what I did catch was towards the beginning, and the Democrats, of course, were wanting to pivot to gun control to get off of Hillary Clinton. The Republicans wanted to stay on Hillary Clinton, and the Democrats are masters of changing the narrative, and that's what they did, and that's what the media will tell you about. So we'll talk briefly about that. But before I go there, and to the new Black Panther Party, interesting story here with this, I want to tell you a little bit about what I saw from Obama today. And I got to tell you, this guy, he has blown one hell of an opportunity. You know, I'm no fan of Barack Obama. I can't stand the guy. This guy stands and governs in direct contradiction to every aspect of my life, to any way to the way I choose to live my life and enjoy my freedoms as an American. And he stands in stark contradiction to everything I am teaching my children about how they should live their lives. We can't get rid of him and the cancer that is his progressive socialist agenda fast enough. Now, that's the kindness in me about how I feel about how Barack Obama is destroying this nation. I will leave it at that. If you listen to me, you know. And, of course, I see this through the prism of the Second Amendment, and I have insight into what is going on with this agenda more so than most folks do because I'm neck deep in this stuff 24 hours a day for a living. And quite frankly, I talk to people that many people don't have access to. So I have my fingers on the pulse of this agenda, which is why I said at the beginning, why it becomes sometimes you've got to step back. You just got to go out to the lake, man, and jump in every once in a while. You know what I mean? You got to get away. And I don't do that enough. But Obama has blown one hell of an opportunity. This guy can speak. I can't stand the guy. I hate everything he stands for. But he is one hell of an orator. He's an amazing speaker. I knew in 08 we were cooked. I knew it. Could hear it. He speaks in codes, and he's a master at it. And it's tough sometimes to pick up between the lines of what he's saying, but he has abandoned that. Which is why I say he's blown one hell of an opportunity. This guy cannot help but alienating half of the nation every single time he opens his claptrap. You would think a guy with skills like this and an education like he has, supposedly, I don't know what his grades were, maybe the Choom Gang, you know. I didn't get all A's in Harvard. I'll tell you that right up front, nor am I pretending I did. Okay, I didn't go to the Ivy League schools. I didn't go to Columbia. I didn't go wherever else he went. All right, we don't know what his grades are. That's by design, too. I digress. But he has blown an amazing opportunity. This guy, you would think, had the intelligence. And I'll focus strictly on Dallas today. To stand up there in front of those officers and the citizens, and simply mourn with the families. That's all he needed to do. But instead, he proves me right. He defends the Black Lives Matter. He says, you might not like the name. No, I don't like the name. You shouldn't like the name. No American should like the name. And he said they should tone down their rhetoric. But there's always a but there. What does he do? He immediately pivots to gun control, using the same tired old line, ratcheting up and ginning up trouble with the tired liberal line that it's easier to buy a gun in the hood than it is to buy a book. He never disappoints. Rather than stand there and use his gifted talent, his speaking abilities, and he's incredibly gifted, probably the best I've ever seen, he simply can't do it. He must politicize everything, alienate the nation, rather than talking with and to the families. Now, the mainstream media, I'm going to bet you this, just like I predicted this morning. I had to come to the microphone first, so haven't had a chance to watch any other news. The monitors are on, but I'm not paying attention to it. I'm talking with you. I'm going to bet you, as my dad used to say when I was a kid, I'm going to bet your bippy that the mainstream media is going to say that this was the best speech on race relations, because that's what he did. He took it in the directions of race relations. He took it in the directions of protesters. He took it in the direction of gun control. And how he's had to do this so many times, too many times. Everything's about him. He didn't disappoint. You know what I'm talking about. Not enough time in this hour to tell you everything he said. You already know what he said. You've seen it before. Same crap. But the mainstream press is going to say this was the best speech he's ever given on race relations in America ever. They're going to talk about how wonderful he is. They're going to fawn all over him. They're going to ask themselves aloud, wonder aloud, why he didn't do this before. They're going to talk about the fact that it was a gun violence tragedy that forced him to, when it was not a gun violence tragedy. It was a sick, twisted, perverted, disgusting, black, racist, Black Lives Matter sympathizer who chose to use a firearm and bombs. He was stopped beforehand. His hatred got the best of him. He put the cart before the horse and acted too quick before he could blow anybody up. And he chose to use a firearm to do it. He trained for it. It was an attack. It was a domestic racist terror attack. To Barack Obama's credit today, he called it a racist attack. He went there. I think I was wrong on one of my points. I said, I think that, I don't have the sheet in front of me. I think he said that, I think I said that he would downplay the racial aspect of it. He didn't. In fact, just the opposite. He used it yet again to gin up trouble. And the media will tell you opposite of everything I'm telling you, because they're looking at it from this liberal progressive perspective, because it was a wonderful butterfly, you know, peppermint stick, unicorn fart. Everything, can't we all just get along? This is Obama lecturing us, begging us, we can all get along. We're better than this. This is the America I know, is what I witnessed here. Everybody needs to understand each other. Black Lives Matter, we don't have to like that. He just simply didn't disappoint. And from the perspective of this show, he yet again called on taking things away from me because of the actions. I can't even say disturb. I'll just say evil. As if we are one and the same. As if you, as a gun owner, are one and the same. We'll be back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, I'm going to change up that music that you hear a little bit. I've had a question from the music coming back in, and I'm going to change that up. I'm like you. I'm getting a little tired of it. I need to change the pace. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of people say, how come the music's different from the daytime show and the weekend show? Well, number one, they're two different programs. You hear a lot more of me in predominantly on this program than you do with the monster guest lineups on the weekend show. That's by design. But it's because we stream this show live, there are copyright issues. We use a lot of copyrighted material in the Monster broadcast, play a lot of great music, cult, some cool stuff, some great intros, great rejoins and stuff like that. But it's all copyrighted. And because we're streaming it, it's internet streaming laws, we use non-copyrighted generic material that we don't have to pay for copyright. But we're going to change it up. Right? There's lots of fun stuff out there. I'm going to mix it up. I'm kind of tired of that, too. Back real quick to Obama. Really sad, really sad. I mean, you don't hear me, give him a high praise very often, but you got to give credit where it's due. The guy can speak. He's a great speaker. He's gifted in that regard. And it's just so sad and pathetic that he doesn't use it. Let me put it this way, that he uses it to divide the nation, particularly in a time of crisis and mourning that Dallas is clearly in. He can't help but get political and talk about guns and you know, these tired lines. It's just patently absurd. Very much like some of the folks who got political after Sandy Hook. You know, I want to mourn with you. I'm a parent. I lived near Sandy Hook. 56 miles northeast of Sandy Hook is where I graduated high school. I was there for one long year, year and a half. Not from the area. Was transferred there. My dad was. But it happened to be the year I graduated high school, formative year. I have kids that at the time of Sandy Hook, had they been just a little bit younger, would have been at that school had I still lived there. In fact, they would have been there at that school had I still lived in. If I lived in Sandy Hook, then my kids would have been that age, is what I'm saying. They would have been there at that school if I lived there. So as a parent of kids, those ages, you know, I want to mourn with those families. I can't imagine. I just simply can't imagine. Can't imagine. Don't even want to think about it. In fact, you don't go through that human denial. You don't want, you just put it out of your head. You don't even want to think about it. And then what do they got to do? You got the three or four of those boneheads that got to come out and align themselves with leftist organizations and sadly put themselves in the public arena, and that opens them up to do battle. And unfortunately, I will do battle with them. And it will not matter to me. That's their problem for exploiting the death of their child to come after my rights. I'm going to defend my rights. We're talking about the nation here. And Obama has blown such an amazing opportunity here, to particularly today. But it'll be interesting to see the media take. You know, I promise you they're going to fawn all over it. What a great speech it was. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. You know, it's a popsicle. You know the routine. All right. Enough of that guy. We got all week to talk about him. I'm sure he'll say something stupid later in the week we can get all over. Attorney General Lynch caught some of it. Heard her talking about NICS, the FBI, the ATF. You know, she never fails to take the opportunity to answer questions about gun violence, you know, and gun safety, you know, those old routines. So I really have to withhold anything there because I simply didn't see enough of it yet. We're going to analyze it over the course of the evening and into tomorrow. We'll make some analysis on it, you know, commentate on it a little bit tomorrow. I will tell you this, though. She might as well just stood there and said, I'm going to take the Fifth Amendment, because all she did was bloviate. She gave the same response to the Republicans about their questions. Clearly the fix is in, you know, no doubt. Or she would have answered the questions, and she didn't. She just gave the same statement. I have deferred that. The FBI did this. This is what I said I was going to do, and that's what I did. And that was her answer to basically everything. And I would have loved to have been one of those congressmen sitting on that Judiciary Committee and said, you know, America's watching you. America's watching what you're doing. She didn't do Hillary Clinton any favors, let me put it that way. She certainly didn't defend her actions. And as far as I was concerned, as a couple of those congressmen said, she didn't honor her oath to uphold the rule of law in any way, shape, or form. Because I don't need a Yale law degree to know that the FBI isn't who decides to prosecute a case. It's the Attorney General. And according to her, she didn't give it a look. I just did what they said. Pretty pathetic, and you need to think about that, because this is the person who's heading the DOJ, under which the ATF and the FBI operate. We now see what the FBI head is all about. It's a mess. All right. The new Black Panther Party. Oh, boy. Here we go. What are you doing talking about them? Well, I'd prefer not to, but I might surprise you here. Yahoo News. It's a Reuters piece. But Yahoo, you got to love Yahoo News, right? Employer of Katie Couric. You know, we don't like to say gun control. We like to say gun safety. My movie will be an unbiased look at gun safety and reform. Jeez, Pete. How you fall for that stuff, you're as dumb as she is. New Black Panther Party says to carry arms in Cleveland if legal. Now, that headline didn't sound right to me either. New Black Panther Party says to carry arms in Cleveland. New Black Panther Party to carry arms in Cleveland if legal. That's what that should say. New Black Panther Party says it will carry arms in Cleveland if legal. Regardless, quoting from the Reuters piece, the New Black Panther Party, a black power movement, will carry firearms for self-defense during demonstrations in Cleveland ahead of next week's Republican convention if allowed under Ohio law, the group chairman said. The plan by the group could add to security headaches for the Ohio city after last week's killing of five police officers in Dallas by a U.S. Army veteran who had been drawn to black separatist ideology, including on Facebook, before hatching his plan to target white police officers. Several other groups, including some supporters of presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, have said they will carry weapons in Cleveland, leading to concerns about rival groups being armed in close proximity. Now, that's a fear-mongering statement, and let me tell you something. Ohio is an open carry state. A lot of people don't know that about Ohio. Lots of you in Ohio don't know that about Ohio. But in Ohio, you can openly carry your firearm lawfully without a permit. Most people are unaware of that. And according to Nzinga, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Nzinga, maybe the N is silent, I don't know, I don't mean to mispronounce his name. Don't know anything about the guy, other than he is chairman of the New Black Panther Party. So you can think what you want there. If it is an open state to carry, we will exercise our Second Amendment rights because there are other groups threatening to be there that are threatening to do harm to us. If that state allows us to bear arms, the Panthers and the others who can legally bear arms will bear arms. Should the Black Panthers be able to bear arms in Cleveland, in Ohio, openly, under Ohio law? Yeah, they should. Yeah, they should. I don't have to like the Black Panther Party. I don't have to like anything about them. But if their citizens are not if their members are not violating any law, and there is nothing in their criminal history that would deny them the right to bear arms lawfully, they have the same Second Amendment right as that clown down in Texas with the AK-47 slung over his shoulder in the Starbucks looking like a fool. He has the right to do it. We're going to talk about Texas open carry when we come back, too. But as long as they're not violating the law, they have every right to exercise their Second Amendment rights just like I do. Take that one to the bank, right? When we come back, we'll talk about Texas open carry. The police chief down there has made some statements about open carry that might shock you a little bit. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
You know, Ohio, we were just talking about the new Black Panther Party. Ohio is a traditional. I'm on opencarry.org. I want to do a little bit of research just to make sure I knew my P's and Q's here when it came to Ohio. Ohio is a traditional open carry state, according to opencarry.org. Recently, the Ohio legislature passed HB 12 over Governor Taft's veto, thus preempting all local open carry bans, even in Ohio's home rule localities. Unfortunately, despite passage of HB 12, a permit to conceal is still required to openly carry a handgun in a vehicle. So it is a traditional open carry state, you know, and do you deny the rights of law-abiding Black Panther members, their Second Amendment rights, because you don't like the Black Panthers? You can't do it. There's no way around that, just because you don't like them. There are people who don't like you. There are people who think you are a lunatic. You have a right to openly carry your firearm, and you openly carry your firearm, that's your right. Ohio's Constitution, the people have the right to bear arms for their defense and security, but standing armies in time of peace are dangerous to liberty and shall not be kept up, and the military shall be in strict subordination to the civil power. The people have the right to bear arms for their defense and security. You know, this is where we get into the, you know, why do we even have permits? I'm not going down that road right now because that's absolutely 100% legitimate question. We take that right to the Second Amendment. That's why it's what we talk about here, and we will keep that conversation alive. Unfortunately, we live in a society right now that requires permits, and that's just where we are. That's what we have to deal with. So we deal with it. Deal with it. We must deal with it. Oh, boy. Where else am I going to go today? I told you I wanted to talk about Dallas Police Chief Brown. I got to be honest with you. I like this guy. This guy has done an amazing job in what is no doubt an incredibly difficult time period. I saw the video of Jake Tapper on CNN coming ahead of him about guns, and you know, I interpreted his response differently than a lot on the pro-gun side, maybe. Let me just put it in a nutshell for you. Jake Tapper at CNN asked him, You know, some are saying that this is an up, you know, gun control. This, and essentially what Brown told him was, look, I'm a servant. That's a legislative question. If you want to talk to me about serving the nation, I'll talk to you about it for hours. But that's something you have to take up with the legislative body. Those are unanswered questions that the legislators have to take up. I didn't take that one way or the other. I took that as, I don't want to talk about gun control. That's not why I'm here. You go bloviate to somebody else, not to me. Some on the pro-gun side say, watch him stick it to Jake Tapper. I don't think he stuck it to Jake Tapper. He just said, I don't want to talk about that. He didn't talk about the issue itself. He just put it off. He said, if you ask me that type of policy question, I'll punt it and kick it right back to you. That wasn't a in-your-face, I buried you on the argument of gun control at all. It was, I don't want to answer that question. And he did it bluntly. And the answer come back was, thank you, have a good day. So I respected that he did that. But then he comes out, and AWR Hawkins, Armed American Radio Weekend Monster Broadcast, my political analyst, wrote a piece on the 11th. Dallas police chief criticizes Texas gun laws, calls lawmakers to act. Which kind of flew in the face of what happened over at CNN, right? It did to me. And according to the great AWR Hawkins, on Monday, Dallas police chief David Brown criticized Texas laws that allow the open carry of rifles and said lawmakers must, quote unquote, do something on guns. Now, according to the LA Times, here's what he said, quoting, we're trying as best we can as a law enforcement community to make it work so that citizens can express their Second Amendment rights. But it's increasingly challenging when people have AR-15s slung over their shoulder and they're in a crowd. We don't know who the good guy is versus the bad guy when everyone starts shooting. Well, first of all, I'll take up AWR's line here. I was actually quoted in this piece. I'll read that in just a moment. But as AWR rightfully points out, that's a straw man. He didn't call it a straw man, I did, because that's what it is. Here's why that's a straw man. Open carry of rifles, long guns, has been legal in Texas for decades. Decades means multiples of 10. For all of you Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, leftist socialist supporters who want free college, that's what decades means. Make it simple for you. Tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of years. And it has never once been an issue. And I debunked the police chief's comments on the Sunday Monster broadcast, and I was honored that AWR used my line of questioning to close out the column. And here's what he said. During the July 10 airing of Armed American Radio, host Mark Walters posed a question. Would a ban on the open carry of rifles have prevented the Dallas police ambush? If you heard the show, you heard me ask the question. In fact, I didn't even get all of the question out because AWR knew what I was going to ask. But that is what I was asking. I think I did in subsequent conversation. And he closes out the piece with this. He says, during the July 10 airing of Armed American Radio, host Mark Walters posed a question. Would a ban on the open carry of rifles have prevented the Dallas police ambush? To ask the question is to answer it. So all you free college folks, you can go back and look that up and find out what kind of question that is. All right? I'm not going to tell you. Figure it out on yourself. Get your faces buried in phones. I almost got hit head-on by somebody in my own neighborhood today who was going about 40 in a 20 in my neighborhood with his face buried in a phone, almost hit me head-on. Kind of wish he would have. So I was surprised that David Brown said that, based on the way I have watched this man handle this very difficult situation. He's a class act. I will tell you that up front. David Brown is a class act, nothing short of it. He's going to have his opinions on gun control. We all have our opinions on everything. That's what makes us human. And for the most part, he has stayed out of it. And while I might understand what would lead him to ask that question, in a situation like this, Dallas Police Chief David Brown needs to go back to the drawing board and look at decades of lawful open carry in Texas. Now, we had some boneheads who, believe me, I was not kind to in Texas, doing very foolish things, openly carrying AR-15s, SKSs, and others, while posing at a low-ready position, fingers extended outside the trigger guard, you know, taking these dopey, idiotic selfies in public locations. And I know right now the absolutist pro-gun guys are just, they're hating on me right now. Yes, I know it's legal. Yes, they're not violating any law. I understand that. There's a time and a place. That was not the time and that was not the place. You want to hate on me, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to read your email. And I will read it. Keep it clean. I'll read it. Don't mind having the conversation at all. You can go back and listen to other programs where I talked about it openly. My disdain for those people who made fools of themselves. And by the way, Open Carry Texas later came out and made statements to the same effect I'm telling you now. That was not the technique that should have been used as they were fighting for open carry, lawful open carry of handguns in Texas, which passed and is law and hasn't been a problem. And the chief needs to recognize that also. But I want to point out, too, that he threw out the typical leftist narrative on this. We don't know who the good guys versus the bad guys when everyone starts shooting. Everyone wasn't shooting. The murderer was shooting. The individuals who were openly carrying their firearms were not shooting. The murderer was shooting. So this pie-in-the-sky leftist dream of there's going to be this Wild West shootout never happens, does it? Let me tell you something. Tomorrow, we're going to wake up and do it all again. Love the conversation. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. See you tomorrow because we can.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.